The Donald Trump fundraiser in San Antonio was packed Tuesday, despite backlash over a leaked video where the billionaire talked about groping women. Hardcore supporters still love Trump as he feuds with Republican leaders, and critics are more determined than ever to vote against him. Ahead of Trump's noon fundraiser at the Grand Hyatt downtown, local Democrats held a news conference to condemn the Republican nominee. Representative Joaquin Castro said Trump is out of step with San Antonio's values and dangerous for democracy.
The tape that we heard last week was indicative not only of his character, but also of the kind of president he would be if elected to the Oval Office.
Several prominent Republicans are also condemning Trump. Congressman Will Hurd of San Antonio is up for re-election and is now calling for Trump to step down as the party nominee. Even the host of Trump's San Antonio luncheon, real estate developer Gene Powell, said he was deeply disappointed and offended, but the event went on as planned. Trump's motorcade arrived a little after noon, cruising past protesters and supporters like Brad O'Donnell.
He gave me a thumbs up.
The 31-year-old says he'll want more than that from President Trump.
He's going to have to follow through on what he said. We're going to build the wall. We're going to redo taxes. We're going to get the coal miners and the industrial jobs back. We're going to make America great again.
Several hundred attendees donated anywhere from $500 to $100,000 to get inside the fundraiser. Just a few hours after tweeting insults at Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan and Arizona Senator John McCain, Trump told donors he'd keep fighting for the presidency. Here's Bexar County Republican Party Chair Robert Stovall.
Trump was in great spirits. The room was filled with exuberant people. Everybody was excited to see him. He delivered a great message about what he's going to do to change this country and continue to working. He's not anyone that's going to go down, and he's a fighter, and he made sure that we all knew that.
Other attendees say Trump delivered many of his usual talking points and praised the San Antonio Spurs, saying the country would be better off if it ran more like the basketball team. 89-year-old Helen Groves came to the event from Kennedy County.
He was not my very first choice, but I have made the effort to see what he does more than what he says.
Trump's a vagina grabber!
What Trump says and does were cause for concern for the several dozen protesters on the sidewalk, like Lupe Santillan.
Donald Trump is a bad choice. He's a racist. He preys on women. He doesn't even know the issues, and his language is unreal. We don't want our kids to have a president like him.
Racist Trump has got to go!
When Trump's motorcade arrived at the San Antonio airport late Tuesday afternoon, about a dozen police officers were photographed violating SAPD policy by wearing Trump's Make America Great Again hats. Chief William McManus says the officers will be disciplined. Aaron Schrank, Texas Public Radio News.